page 186. Hume once said that the true skeptic should be as diffident of his philosophical doubts as of his philosophical convictions. Can we then say that a true believer should be as diffident of his philosophical convictions as of his philosophical doubts? So a true skeptic and a true believer would be one and the same. Is such a paragon possible? Can a man temper his doubts with assertion and his assertions with doubt, and yet act in pursuit of certain social policy goals? Is this what in the ordinary life of decision-making some people call wisdom, the power to be both critical and practical, both speculative and pragmatic? Footnote 1. See Corbett, P. Ideologies, Hutchinson, London, 1965, page 209. End of footnote. To return, however, to this tiresome business of defining social policy, let us consider what some other writers have said on the subject. At one